We have all had one of those evenings, exhausted, physically and mentally, only to find out that your 6-year-old is on the phone refusing to do his homework and your 3-year-old has broken another of your artwork. All you want to do in this moment is lock them in a cage, spread yourself on the couch and open a bottle of wine and survive the day and the moment. But shouldn't parenting be more than just survival?
Of course it should, which is why I'm here, to help you decode wise parenting.
Welcome back, Dr. J, and you're listening to the second episode of Decoding Wise Parenting. Let's dive straight into the topic.
One of the biggest complaints that parents these days have is that the child is very distant to them. They are not able to connect with their child. He hides things from them and he never wants to speak to them, basically.
Right? So why do you think this distance is created? Why do children refuse to talk to their parents or open up to them?
We need to understand that between the kids and the parents, there's always a generation gap. All right, we try our best to minimize the generation gap, but it is impossible to completely eliminate it. What we like to talk about, the things that we like to do, may not be the same things that they like and they want to do.
So how do you tackle this problem? Because at the end of the day, like you said, there's a gap. And how are you going to cross this gap or bridge this gap?
There are many effective ways of minimizing this generation gap. All right. First could be we could help cultivate activities that both of you enjoy, the parents as well as kids. Specific hours in a week could be dedicated to family time. Okay. Wherein the entire family sit together and do an activity.
So you sort of find a common interest amongst you.
You find common ground.
Okay.
You let the child cultivate the interest that you are into, or you cultivate an interest that the child is into. You can both walk a step towards each other and we can help bridge the generation gap.
So this is just another way of making them feel connected to you?
This would help them connect to you. Once they feel that their parents are closer to them, they tend to open up more, they tend to talk more freely.
So it's like you're trying to be their friend rather than their parent.
Exactly. We need to be someone they can confide in.
But what if at the end of the day, this leads to a lack of their respect for you? You know, if they start treating you like a friend, then they might not respect you, might not listen to what you have to say.
Okay, let me ask you one thing, Riya. Have you ever worked at a place and you had a boss and you respected him just for the sake of it?
I am not going to answer that.
And also, have you ever had an elderly person in your life towards whom you had no option?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?